Welcome to episode 56 of Life with Mitty. This episode, I'll share my first impressions with the new driver inattentiveness capability using the cabin camera in 2021.32.5. How does this affect the autopilot driving experience? How do you enable it? And why is Tesla choosing to release it now? Tonight, Mitty, the Model Y, a 2020 model that has radar, got 2021.32.5. The new software version that adds driver inattentiveness monitoring using the interior cabin camera. As does happen for me from time to time, I end up being one of the first to try out some new features. It doesn't always happen, but when it does, I'm quick to share my experiences to benefit others in the Tesla community. So how does it work? Tesla software monitors where your eyes are looking and determines if you are staying attentive to the road or are distracted in some way, maybe looking at your phone. I only had about 30 minutes tonight to try this out, as I was surprised that I was getting this so soon and had other plans for the evening. Rest assured, I'll be back testing tomorrow and share those additional details in episode 57. So as for now, here's what I discovered. The car alerts you using the already established red hands reminder to torque the steering wheel and sounding two beeps. You normally see and hear these when autopilot may be less confident about a situation and requires you to confirm you're there. You can also remain hands-free for longer time periods until you're nagged to add torque to the wheel, the normal gray hands prompt. I'll check tomorrow if the amount of time changes based on your speed, as it normally did before this version. How did this affect my autopilot experience? Well, it sure made it more enjoyable. Doing what I should be doing, watching the road and monitoring the drive, is now rewarded with less touches of the steering wheel. That in itself is a distraction. I look forward to that going away in a future version, truly being fully hands-free. Looking at your phone for over 10 to 15 seconds will cause the car to display the red hands prompt and beep twice to let you know you need to get your eyes back on the road. Hiding your eyes from the camera with a baseball cap will often cause an inattentiveness warning, as the software can't see your eyes. I need to get a pair of sunglasses tomorrow so I can check how that works as well. How do you enable this feature? You don't. There isn't a button for Enable Driver Inattentiveness Warning. It's now part of how Autopilot detects that you are properly monitoring the car, by checking if you're looking at the road and not looking at your phone. I'll be testing tomorrow if you have to submit to Tesla having access to the camera data, yet the release notes say this. Camera data does not leave the car itself, which means the system cannot save or transmit information unless data shared is enabled. To change your data settings, tap Controls, Safety and Security, Data Sharing on your car's touchscreen. For me, I've got all of those enabled already. I share all my data with Tesla so they can get the most good out of it. Why release this now? I think four reasons. First of all, they're getting ready to release Beta 10 to all those who paid for FSD, which includes radar and radarless cars, which will require the car to check that you are indeed paying attention to the road while using FSD. I mean, how else can they ensure attentive drivers are testing the software? Second, this improves Tesla's response in the ongoing NHTSA investigation of Autopilot. It proves Tesla is committed to the safety of Autopilot by adding additional safeguards to ensure that drivers are truly paying attention to the road while using basic Autopilot. Third, this gives Tesla feedback on whether or not they can in the future make Autopilot a completely hands-free system. Now, I'm talking about Level 2. Not talking about FSD. That, of course, eventually is going to be a completely hands-free system. Finally, I think this takes away any competitive advantage Ford has with Blue Cruise or General Motors has with Super Cruise in their completely hands-free claim. Once Tesla proves that the cabin camera software can do the job, they can remove the need to torque the wheel to confirm that the driver is being attentive. I'm looking forward to tomorrow's testing and will share details as soon as I can. So that's it for this episode. If you're thinking of buying a Tesla, make sure to use my referral code, https://ts.la/Douglas, D-O-U-G-L-A-S, 39617. As always, empower others. You'll never live life on empty. We'll tell you more about this new feature tomorrow.